At California Psychics, we know some people can't read the career warning signs, like your boss still not knowing your name.
You, Tina, Lisa, Sheila, whatever. Get that report to me by lunch, okay?
It's Carrie, ma'am?
Just get it done, Terry.
So talk to California Psychics and receive the career guidance you need. We only connect you with the very best, so guarantee if your reading isn't life-changing, it's free. California Psychics. Call 1-800-PREDICT today and get 20 minutes for just $20.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
It's always been diet and exercise. Why not diet, exercise, brush, and floss? Or how about diet, exercise, brush, floss, and see your dentist for regular exams? It may not roll off the tongue, but there are far worse things that could be rolling off your tongue, right down to your heart. Like the very same bacteria that's linked to heart disease, diabetes, Alzheimer's, and more. And by the way, to find a dentist nearby, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and learn more about how oral health links to overall wellness so you can live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
99.9 KISW. The shenanigans continue. This is the Men's Room with Miles and Thrill.
All right, so coming up, we will drink a toast of the weekend with a shot of the day. Then it's Bad Choice Friday time.
You know it's Bad Choice Friday.
It's Bad Choice Friday.
You know it's Bad Choice Friday.
Hey, man, this is your fault.
Shame on. And today we salute the good old US of A as we get ready for a 4th of July weekend on a Bad Choice Friday with Katy Perry.
Baby,
the reason I love this song so much,
okay,
this came out around my 30th birthday.
All right.
When I was staying in that awesome free comp suite at the Bunny Ranch, sometimes I would just put on the radio. This song was on every goddamn time. So I'm just like,
so it brings back good memories.
I love this song.
Yeah, what about the Bunny Ranch? Yeah. And the song makes me think of the Bunny Ranch. I'm going to like that song too.
The girl's like Katy Perry.
Katy Perry and Firework taking on Neil Diamond.
On the boats and on the
Neil Diamond in America taking on Katy Perry and Firework. Those are your choices on a Bad Choice Friday. Vote now if you follow us on Twitter at Men's Room Live. One of those two tunes coming up right after we drink and toast with a shot of the day. Our question now, what spilled or what is the biggest mess that you've ever had to clean up? 206-803-ROCK.
Hello, John. Welcome to the Men's Room.
Hola.
Hola.
Positive Friday.
Hell yeah,
positive Friday.
So, I work in the plumbing trade, and this happened a couple summers ago. I was working on a house that had been recently renovated in Seattle. They had added a bathroom in their basement with toilet, shower, everything. And we were doing work on another portion of the house on one of the drain lines. Well, the bathroom that was installed downstairs had pump in it, and the drain line was currently disconnected, and I decided that I was going to test if the pump worked. Now, the ejection portion was not connected. I was looking right down it and decided to plug in the pump, and it shot sewage into my face.
Oh, nice.
Everywhere.
Yeah.
Did any of it get in your mouth?
Mouth, eyes, nose, hair.
Is it just in that pipe all the time? I mean, does it not just run out like it should? Or was it because the pump was not on, so it had been backed up?
So the way they normally work is there'd be a check valve just above it so that sewage can't travel back down into the basin, and that would always have sewage in it. But there wasn't a check valve installed yet, or it was taken out. So
okay. So what do you do at this point? Do you just call it a day? Do you go home? Do you continue your work?
Apologize to the customer for cursing in her basement. And I had clean rags on my van that I soaked in hand sanitizer and just wiped everything down and then kept working.
But what about your clothes, man? I mean, you're still just covered in crap.
Oh, yeah, change.
Okay. Yeah. All right. Okay.
Always.
So you always have a change of clothes with your job?
Yeah.
All right. I would have to think that's mandatory.
Pretty much.
I would think it's voluntary, but I think no one would have a problem doing that.
Look, we told you. Even once you get over the age of 40 years old, do yourself a favor. Put at least a change of underwear in your trunk and a pair of pants.
Yeah.
You just never know. It's kind of like having a flare or, you know, anything in case your car would break down. Think of it as part of your emergency kit, so
right.
to speak. You know?
Jumper cables, pair of underwear.
Yeah. Need a flag for your antenna. Let people know you're broken down. One of those triangles that, you know, reflect off lights. Whatever you got in that bag.
Add underwear.
I have like a jacket, water, like paper towels, and a football in my trunk. But never thought, you're right. Maybe I should just throw a pair of shorts and a pair of underwear in
there. It's going to be
just
a day. You're going to be glad that it's there.
Even if it's just for, maybe you find a lake and you can go swimming.
Something.
Off the cuff, you know, whatever. What spilled or what's the biggest mess you've ever had to clean up? 206-803-ROCK.
Hello, Steve. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola, bichola.
Hola.
Okay, so I was in the Army stationed in West Germany at the time. That's how old I am. And it was a Friday night. We got released from formation and found out that the sewage had backed up in the third floor latrine. And the CQ, charge of quarters, had said whoever had that latrine duty couldn't go anywhere until it had been cleaned up. So I was in 3rd platoon, and we figured out that, oh, thank God, it's 1st platoon's week to clean the latrine, because it would alternate. 1 week you had the hallways and the stairwell, and next week you had latrines. So 1st platoon couldn't go anywhere on a Friday night until they cleaned up the sewage. It was all over the latrine floor. And I just remember laughing as we were heading down the stairs, going downtown back Kreisnach on a Friday night, and those guys were in their chemical protective equipment. They were in gas masks and mop suits, like with charcoal-lined clothes and rubber gloves, and they were just staring daggers at us, so mad that it was their week to clean the latrine. And, oh, man, I feel bad for them, but just happy for me, because that was a horrible sight and smell.
But, I mean, how do you even clean it at that point? Are you using, like, giant squeegees and pushing it into a drain, or are you just mopping it up until it's gone?
Yeah, just mopping it up, you know. You get a mop bucket, and you mop it up, and then squeeze the mop down the, you know, down the sinks or whatever, and I don't know. We didn't hang around to find out what their plan of
Well, typically, the people who get the worst of that is the floor below.
Oh,
so,
yeah.
You know, like anything else, something happens above you, man, and it's all going to come down.
That's why we still have a drop ceiling in the basement.
We, like, for example, here at in our building, our outtakes in the bathroom, they don't work the best in the world.
No, they do not.
So you'll flush the urinal or you'll flush the toilet, man, and this smell just shoots up through the drain. And you're like, oh, God, it just smells like months of urine that has been sitting in
there.
It's like
pee always smells worse than poop.
And it always hits at like 4 p.m. Like, I feel like before the show, that bathroom's not too bad.
Sure.
But like halfway through the show, when you go in there to pee, it's like, what is that smell?
And as soon as your pee touches the urinal, like, it activates the stink. Yep. It's like, oh, God.
Yeah, it's like mowing the lawn. You roll over a piece of poop.
Yep.
What spilled or what's the biggest mess you've ever had to clean up? 206-803-ROCK.
Actually, the mess I had to clean up Monday, Tuesday. It's Tuesday morning, right? So we're off Monday. Get up on Tuesday. We got a lot of things going on at the house. I got a guy coming over to measure windows. I got house guests over, right? So I get up. My wife's about to get in the shower, and I'm sitting in the home office kind of prepping for work. And she walks in, and she's like, man, do you smell this? So we're standing at the top of the stairs, and I'm like, I do, man. But keep in mind, we have house guests. So I'm kind of, in my mind, I'm like, let's not make a big deal out of it. I'm sure either your mom or her friend has dropped a heater. You know what I mean? And the stink's flowing, so let's not
embarrass.
Let's not say anything about it, right? So where we're standing is next to a staircase. The staircase goes into our basement. Well, the lights aren't on yet, so the stairway's still dark. But we have a dog gate up there because the dog and the cat absolutely hate each other. So the cat, who's not super vocal, she is just screaming up the stairs. And I'm like, Rainbow, shut up, man. What's going on? But then she keeps hitting the dog gate. Like, she's punching this thing, like trying to get our attention. So again, I look down the stairs. Cat's just looking at me. Meow, meow. I'm like, what do you need, man? So finally, I flip on the light, make sure she has food and water. When I flip on the light, it turns out my dog has taken the biggest, juiciest, awful diarrhea you've ever seen, and it went down like 7 of the stairs. So there's like a massive...
Why on the steps? Why do they always do it on the steps?
So that I have more to clean up. So it was a massive pile of poop, and then from there, it was so liquidy, you could see the liquid running off, and then there's dribbles of it just going down the stairs and down. Now my wife's in the shower, so I am obligated to clean this up, because part of me was like, act like you didn't see it. Maybe she'll do it, but, right? You want to pull that move, because that's not above me. But I'm looking at it, I'm like, oh my God, man. So I'm cleaning this up. By the time I clean it up, it takes about 20 minutes total, man. It's Lysol, Clorox wipes, and I just, and by the way, as soon as I started cleaning it up, cat was gone. Just like, all right, yeah, I just want to let you
right?
know. So I'm cleaning all this stuff up, man, and I am irritated with the dog. By the time I'm done cleaning this up, I hear my wife going, damn it, Molly. Go up the stairs. Now there's another fresh pile of poop, and again, complete liquid, and I realize, okay, she has diarrhea. This is not her just being a jackass. She had diarrhea. Why did she have diarrhea? Because my son had made steaks to impress his grandmother the night before, and he makes a very good steak. And then me, who normally never gives the dog any kind of people food, on this day, I decided to be nice. Well, the steak gave her diarrhea. The diarrhea lasted for 2 days, so now we have to take her out like every 20 minutes on the 20 minutes. And where she likes to poop, you know, there's traffic going by, and you want to be that studious person that picks up after your dog. It's just liquid. Like, it would hit the
ground. You have to pick up liquid?
Well, you have to make an attempt, because if someone watches it, you're ghost.
My point is, you're ghosting it. That's exactly what I did. So, yes. No, look, Ted, so people are driving by, and when your dog poops, right, everyone knows the poop position. It looks like a human when you're about to lift a heavy weight, right?
Yeah.
They're all hunched over. And I'm just watching liquid shoot out of there, man. And like I said, when it hits the dirt, it disappears. But there's traffic, so I have to grab the bag. I'm acting like I'm picking something. Yeah. There's nothing
it's
there
just,
to pick
it's
up.
Just, it's,
it
just,
was,
it's just running.
There's nothing there, but I have to do it. But I had to do this every 20 minutes for 2 days so the people don't. I've gotten grief because she's taking a leak.
And well, she's
like,
a girl.
Pick people, up after your dog. I'm like, it's a girl, dumbass. Do you not know how anatomy works? Christ almighty. She wouldn't stand in a urinal. She sits on the toilet. It doesn't mean she's pooping. But it's every freaking time.
I know. It's just amazing to me. Honey was female. She'd squat. And somebody'd say, are you going to pick up after your dog? I'm like,
it's pee.
It's a woman, dude. It's female. They squat when they pee, man. Like, what world are you on? Get laid. Figure something out in life.
Have you seen a urinal in the women's bathroom?
Get laid.
No.
Figure out how the sexes work.
Yeah. Just because the woman's sitting on the toilet does not mean she's pooping.
Sometimes I sit to pee.
Okay, Ted, sometimes. Right. But it doesn't mean you're pooping.
Nope.
Just means you're peeing, but you don't have to wipe your ass, which is the point I'm trying to make to these people. Like, she's peeing.
Yes.
My God.
Veggie Dog walked in the studio.
Hello.
Hello.
Oh, hi. Your story about Molly reminded me of Henry, about maybe 3 months old or so. I don't know if it was too many treats or if he got into, some treated wood bark outside. I come home one day, and I can't figure out what the smell is. Because I look at his kennel, he's fine, everything's clean. And
does it smell like poop?
Yes, it smells like a really dank fart.
All right.
Right? Just like, wow, that was heavy. Let's get you outside. Let's take care of business. I go on about my day. Everything's fine. Later that night, I'm like, what is that smell? So I go back in the bedroom because he sleeps by my bed. And I turn and I look, and there's just this. It's like, you guys know what magic shell topping is for ice cream?
Yeah, of course.
It's like somebody sprayed magic shell on the wall by his kennel.
Oh, so his kennel was clean. He shot it out the
Yes,
back.
He shot it out the side of the kennel, and it just ran down the wall.
Oh.
And it was the most toxic, permanent crap I've ever had to clean. It took
about... Was it a semi-gloss paint that you had in your bedroom?
Or
a flat paint.
It's an eggshell.
All right. Okay.
So, not shiny, but not matte, right?
Okay.
So, but it took 45 minutes to clean up about an 8-inch by 3-inch wide run of his magic shell poo.
If I went into your bedroom now, would I be able to identify where it was? You cleaned it that way?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay. That's the other thing. When I got home from work that day, my wife, she had texted me, and she had to run out. So she goes, hey, when you get home, the same day that the dog has crapped all the way down the stairs. She's like, the dog still has diarrhea. We have an area rug in our bedroom. So, of course, that's where the dog did a double drop. Yep.
What spilled or what's the biggest mess you've ever had to clean up? 206-803-ROCK.
Love my dog. Hello, Joe. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola.
Hola.
So, Joe. I was stationed in Alaska when I was in the Air Force, and some crew chiefs were working on an F-15, working on the hydraulics, and my boss is like, hey, go out there. They don't know what they're doing. Keep an eye on them. And
that's comforting.
So I go out there and watching them. And then next thing I know, their dash 60 power cart turns off and they're still running hydraulics to the aircraft. If you do that, it will automatically start on its own. And so I'm running over there trying to shut it down. And then all of a sudden I see leaking from a panel. Open up this panel, and I get soaked from head to toe in the face, mouth, everywhere in hydraulic fluid. It's 30 degrees outside. The hydraulic fluid was about 150 degrees.
Ooh.
It was so bad, and it was the new, like, gray uniforms at the time, and it was just pink.
What is the average tax dollar price on an F-15? I'm curious.
If I remember right, it's about 50 million or billion. I can't remember.
Oh, probably
million. I would think million. Yeah.
So it's okay to go like, these guys don't know what they're doing with a $15 million piece of military equipment. That terrifies me. I assume when I go to Jiffy Lube that the guy who's changing my oil has a basic understanding of his task at hand. I never run into the bay and go, do you know what you're doing?
Right.
Because I figure he knows how to change a filter and put the new oil in after he takes the old oil out. But if it's a $15 million piece of equipment.
Well, go ahead, man. Well, they don't know what they're
doing. My car. I'm assuming you know what you're doing.
Yeah.
See, that's what they say about assumptions.
Yep.
Yeah, they don't know what they're doing. That's a very pricey thing to not know what you're doing.
What?
Right, and like, I'm not excusing it, right? But like, mistakes happen at every job.
I mean, they do. They do, but rarely is it. But typically when you make a mistake, it's because you made a mistake, not you were wholly unqualified to be doing the thing in the first place. By the way, speaking of dogs, a text came in. It says, the biggest mess I've had to clean up, I'm a dog groomer. And while drying the dog with our high-velocity blow dryer, the Australian Shepherd had explosive diarrhea, while the blow dryer's nozzle was pointed at its ass. Feces flew across the room, back wall, made it onto the ceiling. I was not wearing a face mask, unfortunately.
What spilled or what's the biggest mess you've ever had to clean up? 206-803-ROCK.
Hello, Fred. Welcome to the men's room. Hello, Fred.
Fred.
No Fred.
Goodbye, Fred. Hello, Neil. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola.
Hola.
So I've been trying to call in to tell you guys this story for years, and I've never been able to get through.
Oh, awesome. Better be good, then.
It's either got to be good or not that, or just kind of bad.
Let's judge him when he's done, man.
Oh, I'm already judging.
So most of your stories have been about poop. And I'm sure you're probably tired of hearing about it.
Never. On this show, are you kidding me?
We were going to go straight poop today until we changed the way we said
it. Yeah, that's believe it or not.
We were going to go straight crap.
Yeah, it was all about poop, and we actually switched it up.
We had enough stories.
Wonderful. So can I mention a restaurant name on here, or is that not?
I mean, it's up to you.
You don't have to. Okay. You just tell the story.
Well, I was going to say, I used to work back in 1985 through 92. I worked for Burger Master.
All right.
And there was a Burger Master in Linwood across from Jack Roberts Appliance. And in 85, I was in charge of the kitchen. And I was also to make sure that if the restrooms needed cleaning, I needed to pick somebody from my my crew to go in and clean them.
How did you determine who you were going to pick, knowing that no one will be happy?
Well, let me tell you, the easiest way was I had this, I went into the restroom and found somebody had left one on the seat.
Come.
Yeah.
So close.
And one of the guys I worked with, we were always picking on each other, and he had a great sense of humor, so I thought, well, I'm going to snag him for this one. So I went on to the line, and this kid had started working there, and previously he had platinum blonde hair down past his shoulders, but at this point in time he had dyed it like navy blue.
Okay.
And I went up to him and I said, okay, Lane, it's your turn. I'm the person that made Lane Staley clean poop off of a toilet.
Everybody's got to start somewhere.
Yep.
Yep.
That's right.
Lane.
Yeah, so I worked alongside Lane Staley when they first changed the name of the band to Alice in Chains.
What were they called before that?
I don't remember. It was like Fat Women or something. I don't remember.
Fat Women.
Yeah.
Hey, let me ask you this.
It was a weird name.
Did you ever go to see his band before they blew up?
No, but he gave me a demo tape.
Yeah, after that experience, he started writing dirt.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, that's the problem. Not problem, but that's the tough thing, too. Like, right, he's working with them. It's probably like, oh, this kid has a demo tape. Great.
Yeah, cool.
But you never know which local band is going to turn into a worldwide icon.
No idea. What spilled or what's the biggest mess you've ever had to clean up? 206-803.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's always been diet and exercise. Why not diet, exercise, brush, and floss? Or how about diet, exercise, brush, floss, and see your dentist for regular exams? It may not roll off the tongue, but there are far worse things that could be rolling off your tongue, right down to your heart. Like the very same bacteria that's linked to heart disease, diabetes, Alzheimer's, and more. And by the way, to find a dentist nearby, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and learn more about how oral health links to overall wellness so you can live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Baseball's all about the games, and the best in daily gaming is on the MLB app, where every day starts with new puzzles and challenges. Test your skills with MLB Pickle, the ultimate mystery player challenge, and Immaculate Grid, where stats and strategy collide, or chase the $5.6 million jackpot and beat the streak, presented by BetMGM. And for an all-new spin on fantasy sports, there's Spinball. The game's official home for games is on the MLB app. MLB trademarks used with permission. No purchase necessary. Restrictions apply. For official rules, go to MLB.com/play/official rules.
Rock.
This is the Mighty 99.9 KAISW and KISW HD1 Seattle. The Rock.
Always live on the free Odyssey app. Text the guys at 206-803-ROCK. From the Pinkies Plumbing Studio, you're in the men's room.
Return of Ted versus the FCC coming up at 4:35, right after emails on our question, what spilled or what is the biggest mess you've ever had to clean up? 206-803-ROCK.
Oh, just reading the text here. It says, as a caregiver, I once had to gently remove dried feces from the hair on an old man's genitals. And they add, it was nowhere near my worst job.
Could you just trim it up down there, sir?
Jesus, God. Just get a razor. Just shave it off, man. Hello, Steve. Welcome to the men's room.
Well, hello.
Hola.
Hola. Well, this story, there's actually two. I had a test stint as a waiter one summer at a place that used to be called Spinnaker's down in Social Bay around 1990. And I had zero waiting experience. And they knew that as I went in. And two incidents happened where there was a time I was no longer put onto the schedule. The first one was in a corner booth. I had a family sat and was serving them some things, and one of the kids had ordered a glass of milk, and I set the glass of milk down, and as I did it, it tipped forward toward the person in the corner of the booth, went right over the edge of the table, right into the house, because there was no place for them to go, because they had family on both sides. They just watched this milk come pouring right at them like a waterfall.
Okay.
That wasn't so good. A second one, I was had a tray, and it was serving red wine to a round top, and the chairs there had rails, arms. And I spilled a glass of red wine. It hit the arm of the chair, wood, shattered into the lap of a man wearing a white suit.
Oh, dude.
That's not coming out.
Oh, let alone the wine, all the glass shards. Oh, my gosh.
How old were you when you did this?
Around 30.
Okay. Uh-oh. All right. At least you weren't 17 or 18.
So what is the response from the guy?
I was an adult. I just, you know, was... I appreciated after that very much the skill of waiting tables.
Yeah. I almost think it's worse you were 30.
After they paid for those two cleaning bills, I was no longer put on the schedule.
How long did you last as a waiter at this place?
It was a summer. I did mostly brunches. They were easy.
Were they?
So
because you're spilling stuff on people.
Well, those were dinners. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Dinner. That's what it all goes down.
Milk for dinner. You deserved it.
Yeah. Brunches were more of a buffet.
I would.
Okay.
When my kids.
All I had to do was serve mimosas.
When my kids were little.
That's still a champagne glass. You didn't have good luck with the wine glass.
My kids are little, and they would bring over a glass at some places.
Right.
And I'm like, do you please have a plastic cup with a lid on it?
Right.
Okay. That's taken care of. So now I have guarded two of the locations on this table. Now, the wife at the time, she is an amazing hand talker. And she always gets either like champagne or wine. It's always a fluted glass. And then there's, you know, a glass of water. She talks with her hands. I'm just watching her hands just go a half inch away from the glasses at all times. It's just like this flurry. And I'm just thinking to myself, it's going to come my way, but it's going to come my way from across the table. Sure enough, I swear to God, I've seen her knock over glasses no less than, it's got to be a dozen times. Has to be a dozen times. I mean, it's almost like, are you kidding me again? Like, are you? And then I was preemptive. I would go and start pulling the glass. Do you really think I'm going to knock another glass over? I'm like, yes, because your hands are going everywhere. And then at one point when I said this, it wasn't 5 minutes later that she absolutely wrecked two glasses all over the entire table.
Told you.
No.
Do you say anything?
No, you don't say anything.
No, I'm saying you can't say that, but that would have been funny if you'd been like, told you.
I think you're allowed to say something in that moment if only 5 minutes has passed since the conversation.
But I would get nervous. I could see the danger was coming.
Right.
I've got the kids, man. I've protected myself from them. I can't stop this. I should have just said, can I get three plastic glasses?
Yeah, with a little straw, please.
Sometimes you got to do it with your friends, and they're not clumsy or nothing, but like, I don't know. Like, I've done it in a bar, too. Like, you turn around to say hello to somebody else, you know, and you can just see where it's, like, when they turn back around, it's like, let's just move that beer.
I've slapped my beer over multiple times. The worst is when you don't realize someone's standing behind you, and you basically slap the glass out of their hand.
Yep.
You know, you're getting up to go to the bathroom or something, and you just kind of spin around, and you realize this guy's holding a beer, you don't know he's right behind him, and just... Pow! Like, oh god,
damn,
and
it's gone.
And I'll tell you what, buy one.
You feel like a champ when you're holding, you know, your glass, whether it's a beer or a drink, and somebody mistakenly, like, their hand passes it, but you hold on to it.
You grab it, yeah.
Yeah, you feel like a champion.
What spilled or what's the biggest mess you've ever had to clean up? 206-803-ROCK.
Hello, Ruby. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola, gentlemen.
Hola.
So my story, I guess this was so long ago, since I was like 18 years old, I was working in the Midwest at a restaurant called Cracker Barrel. And I was the host, which the hostess basically seats people, but they also have to take care of the restrooms. And, you know, seating people, as, you know, one tends to do. And I happened to see this little old lady, you know, just scurry past me like it was, you know, hell or high water. And I'm like, that can't be good. And then about 5 minutes later, some other lady goes in and they're like, and then the retail lady comes out and she's like, Ruby, you're going to have to go in there. And I'm like, what do you mean? And they're like, there's a mess in there. And I'm like, oh, no. So I'm thinking, you know, maybe like a clogged toilet, you know. I go in there, and as soon as you open the door, you are hit with a permeant smell of diarrhea. And it's not even just like regular poop, right? It was like a medical sick.
This is medical-grade poop, man.
Oh, God, it was so bad. And it was the first stall, and I didn't even have to open the door. It was, I could see the poop flap on the wall.
Oh, no.
And it gets worse. So I open it, right, and it is literally a volcano of poop. It's all over the toilet. It's above it. It's below it. It's on the walls. It's behind it. It's, obviously, it's all over the floor. And
does the woman have,
wait a minute, you're telling me she filled up the toilet to the point where it overflowed?
Well, not only that, but I think it was probably coming out of her before she could, like, you know, fully take off everything and sit down, and it just imploded. It just backfired.
Okay, like, I mean, does she have, like, three buttholes? How do you spray it in so many places?
While you're cleaning this, is she back at the table eating?
No, actually, I don't even know how she managed, but apparently, like, she disappeared. I don't know what happened. I guess her family took her because obviously she made a mess on herself. But the worst part of it all is I'm 18 years old, right? I don't know what's going on, and I don't even have proper equipment. I'm literally cleaning up this entire, like, diarrhea mess with paper towels and, like, those little crappy, like, brown, like, paper towels that you often get at, like, restaurants. Like, that's what I'm trying to clean all this up with, and, like, gloves and, like, a giant bag. It took me an hour. It was awful, and to this day, I'm haunted by the smell.
Haunted. Would you go to a Cracker Barrel again? For the meatloaf, so to speak.
You know, I haven't been to Cracker Barrel in a long time, but my favorite thing actually at the Cracker Barrel is their Friday fish fry, which I think has, like, cod or catfish, but I'm actually really big on their secret menu item, which is their chicken livers. It's not on the menu, but it is there if you ask for it.
Okay.
I would not think to ask for it at any restaurant. I mean, how do people know to even ask for it? You know what I mean? Like, if I like chicken livers, I just can't think of a single restaurant I go to, hey, quick question, do you have chicken livers? Yeah, of course we do.
That's just one of those places where you can get mashed potatoes and gravy and it's not crazy.
Or right, right.
Macaroni
well, you
and
can.
Cheese. Yeah. Fried chicken, meatloaf, yeah.
I'm with you. I didn't go to Cracker Barrel a ton. It mainly was in the South.
Yeah.
They started moving it into, like, the mid-Atlantic, but I always liked Cracker Barrel.
They didn't like me.
What what spilled or what's the biggest mess you've ever had to clean up? 206-803-ROCK.
I will say, when I was the manager for DeMatha for the basketball team my senior year, like, one of the things, we were down in Myrtle Beach, right? So they're like, hey, we're going to Cracker Barrel, right? Now, when you're in high school, going to Cracker Barrel, this is going to be awesome. Then you got there, and it was like one of those, like, fixed menus for us.
Oh, no. Oh.
I know. Everybody was like, you got to be kidding me.
Why do Russ? Look, man, in the 12 years that I cooked, I hated nothing more than a fixed menu. Typically, they did it at Valentine's Day for whatever reason. But I'm like, guys.
Brunch is fairly fixed.
But it's still brunch food. You know what I mean? And we'll still have that stuff. But the difference is, if they pick this restaurant to go to, it's because they like the food on the menu. And then on this day that all these people are going to come in, none of that stuff's available. You know, hey, man, it's Valentine's Day. We're McDonald's, so we only have fish. Like, that, it doesn't make sense.
I want a Big Mac.
Yeah, man. No, that's why you go to McDonald's. That's why they're here, not to eat this, like, crap that we're serving them for Valentine's Day.
What spilled or what's the biggest mess you've ever had to clean up? 206-803-ROCK.
Next wedding I go to, I'm going to be like, I don't like this fixed menu. What do you got in the back?
You got, like, tots or something, man?
Chicken livers.
It's always chicken and Sam. Do you have chicken livers at this wedding? Yes, we do.
Right.
Hello, Stacy. Welcome to the men's room.
Hello.
Hola.
So, several years ago, we had this dog that we sort of rescued, and she was a little crazy, and we left to go to dinner or something, and decided to leave her out because she had been behaving really well, and we came home, and I opened the door, and it smells like pancakes. Like, I said to my kids, why does it smell like pancakes? And she had gotten into the pantry, and I had just, like, was open. We used it once, like one of those big jugs of like maple syrup from like Cash and Carry, you know?
Yeah.
He got that out of the pantry, and I'm walking around trying to find where the smell's coming from, and she had chewed the lid off and opened it on my couch.
Oh.
And it was a cloth couch, and it was just a puddle. And guys, I stood there and stared at it. Like, I'm a person who can figure stuff out pretty quickly, and like, I just stared at it because I'm like, what, how, why, what do we do now?
what could you unzip? Could you unzip the cushion?
If they were fixed to the couch.
Oh, does this mean the couch was ruined, or you flipped the cushion for good?
I couldn't even flip it because it was hard sewn in. Yeah. So I used towels. I got bath towels, and I kind of scooped it up, and then I used a couple with some detergent, like laundry soap, on it, and tried to clean it. But that couch had an indefinite maple smell for like until we got rid of it.
Yeah.
My dog did basically the same thing maybe a year and a half ago, and it was honey instead of syrup. And look, any other time the dog is going to eat, it's on the floor. And same as you, for whatever reason, with the honey, she did it on the couch. And I about lost my goddamn mind. I was like, look, man, I don't even care that you got into the honey. We got this big-ass house, and the spot that you chose to eat this on is the freaking couch. Now, the one advantage I have, we can unzip the cushions.
Right.
It's the microfiber.
I kind of respect your dog.
What's that?
If I'm going to eat a whole jug of honey, let's relax on the couch.
Dude, and you could tell. I was so angry. But here's the thing. So we had the couch made probably, I don't know, 6-7 years ago. And my wife was the one who was like determining the color and the materials. And she got the microfiber, right? And I'm like, well, what the hell's the difference? And she goes, look, we got kids. And at that time, we had a different dog. And she goes, just trust me on this. Nothing really had gone down. But sure enough, all that honey's on the couch. And like I said, I am very angry. Very, very angry about this. But yeah, we unzipped the man, ran it through the wash. Fine.
Nice.
Just word to the wise. If you have kids or pets, go microfiber.
That's why
they
do
crap.
Or pleather.
Or pleather.
Yes.
Right. Easy to wipe off.
What spilled or what's the biggest mess you've ever had to clean up? 206-803-ROCK.
Pleather couches always seem more comfortable, too.
They are.
I've got them.
They're just softer.
Yeah. I bought them because I had kids.
But you still bought white.
No, they're gray.
Either way, because my wife's always like, Miles is rolling the dice with that. Because your kids were a lot younger back then. I'm like, I know.
Well, the white couch I had, you could unzip and wash.
Okay. Very important.
Yeah.
Hello, Will. Welcome to the men's room.
Liquor and whores.
Liquor and whores.
All right. SeaTac Airport. Was a ramp agent and worker Horizon. Kind of summer day. Everybody's looking out the window out there in the restaurant area. And, came back from the laboratory area where you empty your cart. And it was about halfway down the drive going behind the planes on the ramp. And I get a call on the radio, and they said, hey, your hose is dragging behind you. Just a big giant hose that hooks up to the laboratories. So pretty much happened right in front of the windows. That was one story. The other one is...
So you basically just drug a bunch of crap all the way down the runway?
We wash it out when we're done down there. There's an area way at the end. When you come in to pick up everybody, it's way down at the other end by the Alaska gates. So it's dry, it's clean, but it was dragging.
Yeah.
Okay. It's a dry, clean poop. It's all good.
Yeah.
The second story was I was waiting on a plane coming in from Portland, and they had like a freak, really delayed weather, and it was like frozen wet rain or snow or something that they had waited to leave Portland. And they finally got in the air, and it was delayed, and it finally landed and went through this frozen weather system. Landed, parked at the gate, and I have a cart, and I pull up next to it and open the side panel, which is just a button. And you open the panel, and inside there's a valve, and there's one lever on the left. It's a flapper, and you're supposed to make sure the flapper is closed. And then the other lever on the right will open the wastegate. And I opened it up, and nothing came out. And I'm like, okay, great. So put a 55-gallon Rubbermaid trash can under the wastegate area in case there's something happened. And I couldn't get the hose hooked up first, and I kept playing with the flapper, and it released. Yeah. It missed me. I got some splatter, but it was...
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
It's always been diet and exercise. Why not diet, exercise, brush, and floss? Or how about diet, exercise, brush, floss, and see your dentist for regular exams? It may not roll off the tongue, but there are far worse things that could be rolling off your tongue, right down to your heart. Like the very same bacteria that's linked to heart disease, diabetes, Alzheimer's, and more. And by the way, to find a dentist nearby, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and learn more about how oral health links to overall wellness so you can live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
When MLB talent takes the field, reactions get loud.
Aaron Judge with a blast.
Oh, my God!
Full scheme.
Struck him out with 102.
Laser beam.
Ohtani, inevitable.
Walk off, baby. This is the best.
Witness baseball greatness for yourself at the ballpark. Baseball is something else.
Yes!
Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Out all over the tarmac.
Are those things emptied after every flight?
Yeah, every flight we empty, yep. And I got to go in and clean the toilet, you know, physically go in the airplane, wash them.
I wonder where the worst plane coming in from is where you don't want to empty the plane, you know?
Yeah, have you ever had
like Houston or New Orleans or Vegas?
Or international flight from India?
Chicago. I'm just trying to think where the food is decadent and people eat a lot of it.
That's what I'm saying. Like some spicy Indian food, man.
I would think Vegas just because everybody puking.
Yeah, Vegas is the strong. And none of those poops are normal. When you're coming back from Vegas, man, your body's not good for like 36 hours.
What spilled or what's the biggest mess you've ever had to clean up? 206-803-ROCK.
I was 21 living in Maryland, first time I went to Vegas. On the flight, there was four of us. On the flight back, everybody in my crew puked.
Everyone.
And I swear to God, maybe it was just the flight we were on. You've never seen so many people lined up.
Oh, just go to
for that bath. Because it was like, we left kind of early in the morning. Mm-hmm. So like, I mean, it wasn't just my buddies. Like, there was a lot of people getting sick.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Vegas. Hello, Brock. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola, bitches.
Hola.
So this story is kind of similar to your main story that this is all about that started it. I'm going to work, driving up I-5. It's in October, so it's dark, kind of dark. And in front of me, a couple cars in front of me is a semi-truck. And I'm kind of staring at it as I'm driving down. We're just about getting on to the express lanes. And I see something kind of spill out of the top of it. And I'm thinking to myself, what the heck is that? And it lands in front of the car in front of me. And then, so we both go through it. And about a minute later, I figured out what it was because my whole car smelled like manure.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
So what do you think it blew a valve on the top of the tank?
I don't know. I don't think he had it covered. I don't think he had a cover over the top. And I just watched it slosh out and I was like, what is that?
That gives new meaning to secure your load.
Yeah.
Yes, for sure. And, you know, I get to work and it just stinks. So, I get out of work and my car still stinks. I drive to the car wash. I couldn't get rid of that smell for a good week.
Damn.
How much came out? I mean, was it continually sloshing out of there or is just the one big?
It was like a big, huge, it took up like two lanes. But, I mean, it wasn't like it kept going. It just like sloshed out and just landed on the highway. And I actually saw it there for days after that driving to work because you could see the stain on the freeway.
Good times. <Yeah. laughs>
Two lanes of poop.
What spilled or what's the biggest mess you've ever had to clean up? 206-803-ROCK.
Hello, Kristen. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola.
Hola.
So I used to work at a daycare center, and I was one of the teachers in the toddler class. And all of them, we had about 14 students in there, and all of them ended up getting the flu on the same day.
Oh, my God.
And so it was constant vomiting and diarrhea until their parents came to pick them up.
And did it start at the beginning of the day? Was this just an all-day thing for you?
Yes. Yeah. Like, it was literally all day from open. We opened at 6. We closed at 6. And they were just dropping like flies all day.
Was it like whack-a-mole? You clean up one mess and then another one would pop up?
Absolutely. And if anybody's had kids, they totally get the whole when kids get diarrhea and it comes up the back.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
You know?
It's like, the anti-gravity poop. Everyone else poops down. The kid poops. Somehow it's up to their shoulder blades.
Correct. Yeah. So that's what it was like all day long.
Do they have, I mean, my kids did daycare for a while, and I honestly don't remember. Do the parents supply, like, a change of clothes?
Yes, you better.
Yeah, so they're supposed to keep a supply of clothes and diapers. And, you know, most parents do that, but, you know, there are some, but, I mean, you get, like, maybe one or two changes of clothes, but, I mean, after that.
Yeah, all day.
You know, by the end of the day. By the end of the day, we just left the kids in their diapers because it was pointless to put them in clothes.
Do you have, did you have laundry facilities or do you just put it in a bag, hand it to the parents?
Yeah.
Man, yeah. Oh man.
And that seems fair though.
Are kids ever not gross in daycare? My wife and I are tooling around looking at different daycares, right? The one, and keep in mind, this is the one we ended up picking, but we walk into this place, and when we open the door, like anything, all the kids turn around because they're wondering who's at the door. I get it. And I swear to God, 80% of the kids that turned around, it looked like they were snorting lime jello shots. Mm. I mean, just, yeah. And I was like, and I'm looking at my wife like, dude, we cannot put our daughter in here, man. Look at this place is a freaking petri dish. Kids are gross, man.
Yeah. No, it's, I mean, when you work at a daycare, you definitely clean up a lot of really gross things. I mean, I have some terrible stories, but our son, actually, he's older now and grew up at the same daycare and is literally never sick, ever.
Really?
He has the best immune system known to man.
He's inoculated. Right?
Well, from being there.
Yeah.
Good Lord.
Yeah, Jesus. From being there, yeah. So both of our kids, actually. I can't even remember the last time he was actually sick.
All right, I got to ask you one last question. Do your best to guess, because I'm sure you didn't keep count. How many snot bubbles did you see on average a day? Because every time kids exhale, it's like they have chewing gum in their nostril and this big green bubble, and they just suck it back in. And I'm like, this is gross, man.
You know, I guess it depends. It depends on the season. So obviously, you know, it's like flu and cold season. It's a lot worse. But during that time, I mean, sometimes it's coming out of both nostrils.
Mm-hmm.
I would figure if you worked in a place like that, like if I worked there for a year, I would never have sex without a condom.
Oh, guaranteed, man.
You know, I just, this is not happening to me.
That would be birth control.
This is not happening
like
to me.
Like, work for a year at daycare. Exactly. They're all disgusting.
Hey, baby, before we get any deeper in this relationship, you just got to know that it's not happening.
Coming up, the return of Ted versus the FCC, and we got your emails on the way next in the men's room at KISW.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like.
Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
It's always been diet and exercise. Why not diet, exercise, brush, and floss? Or how about diet, exercise, brush, floss, and see your dentist for regular exams? It may not roll off the tongue, but there are far worse things that could be rolling off your tongue, right down to your heart. Like the very same bacteria that's linked to heart disease, diabetes, Alzheimer's, and more. And by the way, to find a dentist nearby, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and learn more about how oral health links to overall wellness so you can live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.